library trustees to order for February 27th, 2017. We do have a quorum. Michael is absent. I guess we'll have to excuse him next month, right? The way the procedure's gonna work. So this opportunity for public comment on anything within the jurisdiction, but not, okay? So I see no public comment. Alex, what time do you have to leave? What time do you have to go to?
5:30.
Okay, well, let's take the consent calendar. We're good as one action item, unless somebody wants to pull something. I do have a kind of, just a question on this incident report. It seems like there's more incidents. Is that my imagination, or?
There is an ebb and flow. I'll definitely tell you that. When the weather's cooler, we tend to have some, worships that we need to do it into.
Anybody else want to pull anything?
I have one other question. On the toy lending library, I think it's a great idea. I was just wondering if there were any insurance issues involved in terms of, if it's a toy or something, if one of the, somebody, puts a piece of whatever in the mouth or that, something like that. Just
they're not. Great question. They're not. These would all be age appropriate toys.
Okay.
So with the recommended age on the toy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have a question. I'm not trying to pick on Arnold, but since this is the first time we've had this on here, are we supposed to know why he said he's not attending, or is that important? Are we just, because it just says
his
that.
It's being him and his conscience.
Oh, okay. It just says he won't be able to attend. So as long as someone's notified, then.
He can, as long as it's not
for him. He'll make us jealous, probably, if he tells us.
I mean.
Okay, so we can take this as one action item. If there are any other questions.
Move to accept.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimously. Okay. I just wanted to take out of order under 15 sort of brief reports. Alex Nguyen is here and he's gonna give us a brief report.
Actually, he cannot give you a brief report because he can't call on.
I can call on Tate to give us a brief report on his activities, and then Alex can help comment on it regarding his activities with respect to the collection of the architecture of the Hemingway Library.
We've had a couple meetings, and we actually had a fabulous response. Many applicants. Chose 8 semifinalists for further information and putting that down to 4. They're all outstanding. We're going to do the in-person interviews this Thursday all day. And all 4 eminently qualified, will be a pleasure to select the best one.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Sure.
I just want to comment, given the recent reports about Discovery Cube, that we ended our exclusive negotiating agreement period with them. They are not going to be coming here. In essence, they got a better offer. They're going to Newport Beach. But rest assured, the main library project will proceed on schedule, and we are working on plans B and C for this building. But it will, again, rest assured, it will stay within the parameters that the council set forth, which is essentially a cultural use and open to the public. The main library project remains on course and on schedule.
Okay.
I'd like to make one clarifying statement to Trustee Tate's comments. So the selection committee will select the architectural firm to recommend to the city. We don't have the final say, so I just wanted to make that very clear. We're going to recommend to the city manager, and we'll make a recommendation to the city council.
Okay.
Since I'm commenting about it staying on the schedule, as you know, we initially made a recommendation with regard to Measure Z funds to go for some of it to go towards the library. So that will work its way through the Budget Engagement Commission and to the council, I believe, in June, I believe, before the next budget. Yeah, so we're headed that way. But So we'll keep, well, you will keep everyone informed of the schedule for those meetings.
Okay, well, and presumably, under items for future consideration, we would, at our next meeting, have an update on where we are in this whole process.
Right, yes, sir.
Presumably with the recommendations.
Correct.
Okay, great, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming, Alex, I know you have the.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is a report, so we technically can't discuss. Okay, we, let's see. Number 11, amend the rules of procedure.
So you'll see in your packet, there's a suggested revision. We worked with the city attorney's office to make a revision on our rules of conduct. They're always adopted by the board, so we're bringing this to you. The provision is to, the proposed addition is to add that line towards the bottom of page 23, that informs individuals if they enter a library and they're already excluded, that we will immediately call the police for trespass. So that was not formally actually in our statement, even though sometimes we have to do it. So if somebody's been issued an exclusion notice for poor behavior in the library, it can be a number of different reasons why they're excluded. But if they are not to be in a library, let's say for 30 days, and they enter one of our facilities, we've had issue getting them out. So we need to put this in so that they are very clear on what will happen if they re-enter. And sometimes it's a alcohol, it could be, we're very rude to one of our staff members. There are a lot of different reasons for the exclusion, as noted on the incident reports that you received.
Okay, any questions or comments?
Do we need to formally adopt this?
Yes.
Yes.
So, second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimously. Okay. We now move to the public library, item 12.
So this is participation in the 2017 State Library and California Center for the Book to Action program. So they run a grant every year, and we participated last year when we had Dr. Robert Putnam come into town, and we provided the books in cooperation with UCR, and the community members were able to pick a free book at the library and participate in that community read. We are doing that again this year. We're selected and funded. And we'll be doing books 1, 2, and 3 of March by, thank you, books 1, 2, and 3.
You wondered why you were saying that.
Now I know why.
You know why.
Finally useful.
Graphic novel, March. And book 3 is the 2016 Coretta Scott Cain Medal winner and also the National Medal winning book. So this is, you know, it's just a fabulous series, and it's informing a newer generation about what this was, what it meant, and what it still means. So we were unable to have the congressman come out and speak to us, but we do have Nate Powell, who is the graphic artist for this series, coming out and being a part of this. So we are working to nail down. We had a date, and it turned out it was the same date as the LA Times Book Festival, and they are now receiving an award at the LA Times Book Festival, so we are rescheduling our date currently with Nate Powell and his assistant, likely in May, so we'll probably push back. We're going to do this April 22nd, and they have to be in Los Angeles. So we'll get a new date out to you and then start coming this for the community. The grant pays for all 3 books, so just as we did with Robert Putnam's books, we're not checking them out. We're actually going to give them to you. So you'll be able to come to your library and pick up a copy of all 3 books, 1, 2, and/or 3. At any of your libraries until we run out of books, so that you are ready to read the book and join in the conversation when Mr. Powell joins us. So we're very, very excited about this. We always have a great turnout for our community reads and good participation, and it's just a good give back to the community. So Aaron's been working on this as well. Aaron and Angela actually coordinating with Nate and his assistant. So we're just grateful and excited.
More to come.
More to come. Yes. As soon as we have a new date, we'll update you and start getting it out.
Okay. Well, also, I guess in the more to come category, is we need to keep this squared away as far as the November for the Library Association meeting.
That's the, well.
Registered and all that stuff.
We will.
Even though it's not till November, time does fly.
Mm-hmm.
Tempest fugitives, they say.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is to, as for election of officers. We have a nominating committee, which has nominations, I guess. So what are your recommendations?
Well, our recommendations are quite simple. Mr. Evans will move to Michael's position, and Michael will move to Mr. Tom's position, and Jose will move to Arnold's position, as Arnold is required to step down. So, that's our slate of officers.
Okay, any, and that's why Michael's not here.
Now, we have spoken with everyone, and they are in assent to this nomination, so.
Okay. Any, is that, anybody else want to change, volunteer otherwise? Okay, well, I guess that's, is that a motion then you made?
That would be the motion that the nomination committee makes to the.
We need a second. Anyone wants a second, Ed?
Thank you.
Second, okay, we have a motion.
I don't say any, she was part of the committee.
We have a motion, Arnold seconded, so we have a motion, a second, any further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimously, okay. I won't swap the name tag.
Just yet.
He is ill, right? That's what he told me.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, I will keep ourselves plugging along here. Number 14.
So this was the status of the March 27th meeting. The next month's meeting is the same date and time as the boards and commissions reception at the convention center. So the board will not meet at 5 p.m. As scheduled. However, we'd like to discuss that with the board and possibly meet at 4 p.m. So you'll have an hour meeting and can go directly to the reception.
Yeah, I think it's important we meet in March for several reasons, not the least of which is the library. But, at 4 p.m. that gives us an hour. We usually can, and if you have control of the agenda. What?
I was checking to see if I was still going to be in town, and I will.
Oh, okay. Is that acceptable, and we can just go on to the boards and commission meeting at 5 to the.
I won't be able to be here, but that's, I'll have to deal with that.
Okay. You can't be here either way.
No, not either way.
At the other time.
Yeah.
Oh.
At the reception.
No.
Okay, but everybody else can be here for 4?
It might be problematic for me. I'll have to see what I can do, because.
Yeah, I'm supposed to work till 4, so I have to try to arrange to get off early.
Okay, well, the other option is to pick another date. I just, like I said, I think it's important we meet, also particularly because in April, the Budget Engagement Commission that Alex mentioned will be hearing from an opportunity for boards and commissions to speak at the commission with that meeting, which is in early April, like the 6th, I think. So we need to
meet in March.
Meet in March. Mm-hmm. So I guess, well, if that is problematic, or earlier than 5 is a problem, then let's get another date so that we can have as many as possible at the meeting.
Does the Monday before?
It's fine with me.
That worked well.
20. Okay, that's 20.
I just need to make sure I don't think we make sunshine.
I don't think we can.
If we do that, we don't meet the city sunshine ordinance if we go earlier. That was the problem.
Can we slip it to the Tuesday?
28? You can push it back. When do I leave? I won't be here, but.
Well, I'll arrange to get off work, so I can be here at 4 o'clock on that day. But that would still leave Donna and Jose. I don't know how many people you.
I've got child care issues because I'm with my granddaughter, so I have to see when I can bring her.
I can bring her. She parks it back there with Barbara.
I'm willing to take her.
She's a friend.
You can talk to me. It's up to you.
I don't think a 2-year-old.
Well, I take care of kids.
I like Tom.
Children's life.
So Tony can't be here on the 28th, is that what you're saying?
I will not be here on the 28th.
Okay, so.
Well, that's, I think we need to, so the 20th, we're not having sunshine for the whole, we got a whole month ahead of us?
Correct, because of the routing that has to do to, through the city. So it's gotta go from my office, from Grass's office, to the city clerk, I mean, there's all these different steps, so.
Okay. What's the earliest we could do it?
The 27th, because it's due, for the 27th, it's due this Wednesday, all of the reporting, so we're actually working on things today tentatively for your approval, so.
Okay.
You can do the 28th, you can't move it back. And then you can move it up.
Can do.
Okay, what was the problem? So the 28th, you're the only one who can't?
I'm the only one, but Alex will be here.
And Aaron.
Aaron will be here, and Dwight, who's on the selection committee, will be here, so.
You will, or won't?
Will.
How about everybody else?
I think, well, I suggested it, so.
I'm gone that whole week.
Oh, okay.
Because it's our, this is one of the few times where my wife and our spring break actually match.
Ooh.
And so, if I don't, then.
Yeah, I know.
That already sounds to me like an excused absence, by the way.
You don't have to
lobby for it.
Okay, well, I mean, how about the 28th? I'll recognize it.
I'll be in Oregon the entire month.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter which date for you.
Well, you're gonna, the whole month, we're,
right.
Solves that. Well, let's do it with the 28th then.
Okay, 5 o'clock?
5 p.m. Okay, we actually have a vote.
You do.
Okay. I guess I'll move it. I'll move the meeting.
A second.
To the 28th at 5 o'clock of March.
At this location.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Okay, we have a motion. Did you second? Did I hear you say?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass unanimously. Okay, thank you. And we'll wish Arnold well in Oregon, and we'll wish Thursday well wherever he's going to be.
What is spring training there?
Spring training, okay. Sounds fun. Okay, let's see. Now we go to brief reports.
Say that one more time.
Do I? Yeah.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
I attended the meeting of the Budget Engagement Commission, and Mike Bernice, Michael was there, which was last week, I guess it was. We spoke as members of the public and reinforced the appropriateness of including moving forward budgeting for and paying for the construction of the new main library. In reviewing the schedule of that commission, they, again, as I mentioned, I think it's next week or something, but they also meet on April 6th, and they're going to invite representatives of departments and charter boards and commissions to come and give a brief little spiel on what they consider the high priorities to be. And I think it's important for us to, as a group, reinforce what we think our, say, top three priorities are, so we can go and make that presentation and be able to ask, and by the structure of it, they should be able to ask us questions. And it's more than just speaking as a member of the public community, and that's it. So that's why I was so obsessed with making sure we meet in March. And so that's what, of the speakers, that I think there were about six speakers, public speakers, and four reinforced the need to spend money on the main library. That was the best, so it was good. Barbara Purvis was one of them also. So that's my report. Anybody else have any reports to give? Now, we don't have one here of the Friends.
I'm not friendly, so.
Well, they have to submit the report.
Yeah.
Since we're now sunshine. So
yeah, we should have done it about 6 months ago, I guess.
I like the old way. The 72 hours works for me.
Well, you also could speak as a member of the public, too.
Yeah, Bob was late as usual.
But anyway, okay, so there's no, nothing burning?
Well, I would indicate, and this is not an action item, so you don't have to worry. The Friends of the Library is having its annual celebration of the library on the 2nd of April. I think that's a Sunday at the, whatever the name of the Casablanca Library now is, the staff sergeant.
Laura.
Casablanca. And we will have Rooker B. Hines from UCR as our speaker. And we want all of you to come.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Many of us attended the wonderful opening of the Molly Carpenter.
Right.
Early morning.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't comment on that.
I'm sorry.
Maybe Aaron would like to comment on it.
It was a really fun and wonderful event. We opened, there was probably 75 people in attendance, including the foundation members, people that had given to the Memorial Fund, Library Board of Trustee members. We had Trustee Rowe, Trustee Evans, Trustee Yanazawa, and Trustee Tate all in attendance. Friends of the Library, it was a wonderful event. We had lots of little kids that were so excited to see the space. They couldn't wait for Mayor Bailey to stop speaking, so they were up there already playing mid-speech. So we knew that it was a success. Right afterwards, the kids went into story time. It was really a very nice event. Thank you all for coming and being supportive of such a great thing.
The mayor seemed to have a good time just dancing with the kids, too.
Mm-hmm. And go bananas. And go bananas. Yes, we did do a little bit of our story time singing, so that was very fun.
Okay, anything else? Then seeing none, we'll be adjourned and see you on March
28th.
Tuesday,
here.
Here. Or on the 27th over at the convention center.
Turn this off.